This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be across this great country. My name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of July 2020, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the very first hour of this great program, put together by Wayne Allen Root and, of course, Chris pushing all the buttons. I get a chance to host that for the first hour. That means anywhere you might be across the country, you want to call in. It is the most caller-friendly show in the entire country, 833-WAR-TALK. I do have a couple guests coming up on the second half of the first hour, so if you want to get in, you might want to get in now. You got something you want to get off your chest. There's so much going on. And as I said to you before, every single talk show host who's ever lived has probably said those words. Oh, there's so much going on. Like they're going to tell you there's nothing going on. No, there's so much going on. There's tons going on. I don't even know where to begin, but I know where we are going to begin. We'll begin with what's happening across the country as far as the craziness when it comes to the police and Antifa and chaos and recklessness and a city like Portland, where the protesters now are listing their demands. The mayor joins the crowd. He gets tear gassed. Let me tell you one thing quick. I want to make sure you guys understand exactly where I am when it comes to police and how they're treated. And a lot of folks may not like this, but this is just the way I see it. I may see it differently. And I get it. There may not have been a cause for concern in the case I'm about to talk about, but you know, if the police are trapped inside, like they were trapped inside a building in Portland, and the building got barricaded, there were these kids on the outside throwing stuff so they couldn't get out, doors were barricaded, locked shut, and then the Antifa folks started to light fires on the outside. Or try to light fires. Now, I know it's a concrete building. It's a steel building. Chances of it going up by some remote fire on the outside is not really that high. But still, the idea, the thought that they're trapping police officers on the inside and they're trying to light the building on fire, to me, is way over the line. Right? For me, the whole process has been way over the line. I mean, you see these guys breaking and looting and rioting and destroying and causing thousands and hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars worth of damage, depending upon what city you're in. But if I'm part of the police force and my men are inside and my men are being blocked from getting out and they're trying to set my men on fire, I'm going to have to take down all of the people, take down them, not a good way, not a friendly way, not a tackle way or a chokehold way or a taser way. I got to shoot, if I'm a cop, everybody who's doing that, because you're trying to kill the police officers inside. This is no longer peaceful protest. This is not a game that's being played by a bunch of kids. It is escalated. 50 plus days of bedlam in Portland. When will it stop? Who is going to stop it? Who is going to come forward and make a difference? Well, apparently not the local authorities, not by leadership of the local folks, the mayor, even the governor. They just don't want any part of it. They want to sort of stand back and let these guys run roughshod and rampant and just let them do whatever they want. So Portland protesters have a list of their demands. As I said, the mayor joined the crowd and eventually he got tear gassed. And, you know, they're making a big deal, CNN and the rest of them are making such a big deal out of the tear gas. What do you expect these cops to do to break these guys up? What do you want them to do? Just come over there and just sort of talk them down? There are thousands of these lunatics who are, again, running without unchecked, running just as if whatever they want to do, they do it. You want them just to sort of try to talk them out of that guy? They got to tear gas them. They got to make some kind of a move. Anyway, the demands are defund the police department by 50%. This is the Portland Police Department by 50%. Free all protesters from jail. Get feds out of Portland. And the resignation of Ted Wheeler. That's what they want. That's what the demands are from Portland. We'll see if they get it. Listen, it sounds crazy, but think about this. De Blasio in New York, he already defunded it $1 billion. He defunded his police department $1 billion. So why wouldn't Portland defund half of it? Why not? And what are we going to get out of it? In the end, what's going to happen? Civilian police forces, unarmed sort of militia who, you know, drive around cities or blocks in vans or jeeps, making sure nobody does anything bad. And if they do, what are they going to do? Get out and scold them? I just can't understand the mindset where it's going. I got another story. This is a different story, but it's one I talked about today. And this is the direction that this country has been going in for the better part of 10 years. You all know about the three who have been arrested in connection with the triple murder in Florida, the fishing buddies, right? Three, you know, two men, one woman, one boyfriend and girlfriend, and another guy gets along for the ride, the third wheel. But realize the guy who they think pulled the trigger in this murder, Tony T.J. Wiggins. He's 26 years old, okay? He has 230 felony criminal charges against him in his arrest history. 230 felony charges. I don't know how somebody like this is out in public. How this person, who clearly is a danger to society. He does not want to conform at all. He wants to act like an animal. He wants it to be, let's say, like survival of the fittest. He wants it to be the Wild West. He wants it to be the Wild Kingdom. And by his 230 felony charges at the age of 26, 15, by the way, convictions, two stints in prison, he's out. How does he get arrested and charged with felonies, 230 of them, and only do two short stints in prison? This is what's wrong with the judicial system in this country. This kind of stuff. People are talking about defunding and dismantling the police. What we should be talking about is building more prisons and spending more money on police. We have less crime because we have less cops. We have less people getting out there catching folks who are committing crimes. Cops will tell you that all day long. If there's not boots on the ground, how am I going to find somebody who's speeding? And you know what happens? If they're not out there catching speeders or traffic violations, and they're not, then they're not finding drugs in cars or paraphernalia or weapons in cars. They're not stopping crimes before they happen. It's not really difficult. It's simple mathematics. So to think that there's less crime, well, that's just digging, that's basically burying your head in the sand and not really paying attention to the real world. That common sense gene that seems to skip over liberals is just not evident. So when you got somebody like this, somebody just needs to explain it. I'd love somebody to call in and tell me that there's a method behind the madness from the liberal law enforcement hierarchy around the globe, or around the country anyway, where somebody who has committed or been charged with 230 felonies is out. He's been actually in jail twice, served two short stints, 15 felony convictions at 26, and he's out. The guy's a menace to society, and what did he do? He killed somebody. And did you expect it to be anything less? Of course not. Of course, eventually he's going to kill somebody. So it took somebody dying. It took somebody literally getting killed by this guy before now he's finally going to go to jail where he should have been in the beginning. Somebody had to die for that to happen. That's what's wrong with this country. That, along with the socialist and communist movements that have developed over the last 20 years that have become
a serious threat to the survival of the United States Republic, the Constitutional Republic we enjoy, we've enjoyed for 240 years. You realize 57% of registered Democrats and 52% of quote-unquote white privileged college students have a positive view of socialism. Over 50% think socialism is the way to go. For 6 months, America has been, well, we've been witnessing a raging socialist communist movement. That's what's going on. These riots have resulted in massive increases in violent crime. Sanctuary cities are home to most of them. Now, police forces are not properly funded. We know that. You gotta give them more money, not less. Freedom of speech is being stifled. I cannot say, without taking some kind of heat, all lives matter. If I'm on the radio right now saying all lives matter, I say that, I'm going to get 100 emails about this. And folks will follow me and get ugly with me on Twitter and Facebook. If I say all lives matter, and all lives do matter. But all of a sudden now, that has been categorized as a racial statement. And it's just very unfortunate that that case. All right, so it is about 17 after the hour, first hour here of the broadcast. I'll be with you till the top of the next hour, 7 on the East Coast, 4 on the West Coast. I have a couple guests coming your way. It'll be fun. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Again, Chris making it all go, pushing all the buttons, as always, on this fabulous station, broadcasting from, like I said, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, California, my favorite place, Las Vegas, Nevada, where all the action happens. And, of course, here in Connecticut and Long Island as well. All right, quick break. We'll come right back again. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
All of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, everybody, it's Lee Elsie broadcasting from coast to coast. Wayne Allen Root, again, top of the hour. This is War Now, again, raw and unfiltered. I was trying to decide in the break, what did I want to talk about? Like, did I want to talk about just people in general being just dirty baseball? Yeah, Chris wants to talk baseball. Well, those of you who are big baseball fans, here's something real interesting. I'll give you two baseball things real quick. So I wrote a column. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I wrote a column on Saturday that came out on Wednesday, that because the Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, have nowhere to play their home games. So I said, hey, how about they play in this brand new park built in Hartford, Connecticut, like right down the street from where we are right now. And everyone laughed, but now all of a sudden on Twitter, it has gone viral. Not my column necessarily, but I had the idea first, so I'm taking full credit for this. If it happens, I want a statue built outside so that they can tear it down in a couple of years. But I want a statue built outside so that they can honor me. Because I actually think the Blue Jays have a legitimate chance to beat the Yankees, believe it or not. Mark the tape. Mark the tape at 624, 324, wherever you are.
Hey, the Red Sox might have a shot, or they're not going to have a shot this year. There's nobody allowed in the ballpark to videotape.
I agree with you. I think the Red Sox are going to stink. And it's funny because the Red Sox now are catching all of this flack on social media. You may not have seen this yet, Chris, but they have a large billboard outside of Fenway Park that says, want to take a guess?
Bring back Mo Vaughn.
No, not quite. Black Lives Matter. Almost. But it says Black Lives Matter. So I was following the thread today and reading it, and people were like, I'm canceling my season tickets. I'm getting rid of NESN, which is their, you know, their number one television station where they're broadcast on. So people aren't happy. As I said to you before, a couple things are going to happen this calendar sports year. One, you can bet on it. Take it to the bank. The Star Spangled Banner. This is his last go around. They will not lose money because of this. They will pull this out so guys can't take a knee. May not happen right away, but eventually it will happen. And they're going to anger a lot of folks with the Black Lives Matter patches and stuff like that, because a lot of people aren't on board with it because they look at the history of what Black Lives Matter actually is and where it was born from, and they don't like it. So, but baseball does officially start tonight. The Yankees are taking on the Washington Nationals, although it may rain. And then the Dodgers are supposed to play San Francisco, and Dodger ace is already on the disabled list. I mean, he must have went out there and stretched and ended up going on the disabled list. So that's a tough spot for the Dodgers. Anyway, I was thinking about this today because I personally was taking a lot of social media hits today for a number of different reasons. And I think to myself, is it just people who have nothing to do? I mean, I like the fact that you listen, and the fact that even if you disagree with things that are said, it's just the animosity and the anger and the nastiness. And, you know, a lot of times it comes from people who, I think it's got to come from people who have done nothing, right? So everything on social media that gets, you know, constantly attacked by the same people. It's like the same group of people over and over again who do this, it seems like. But it's like, what exactly have they done with their existence on this planet? They've just become the arbiters of what's good and bad. They haven't really done. They've been non-doers. They're just kind of watchers. And I guess it's okay to be a watcher, I guess, but to be a watcher and then a critique at the same time when you really don't have any substance or any, I guess, any soul, any sub, I guess substance is a better word, to actually, you know, to derive that kind of a criticism from, it doesn't really carry a lot of weight for me. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. A couple things real quick. A new Yelp report says 26,000 restaurants in the United States have closed during the outbreak, and they're saying 15,000 of them for good. That's really huge. Texas has its first drive-through strip club, Vivid Gentlemen's Club in Houston. Chris, you know what that is? Installed the drive-through stripper tent.
Isn't anybody going to...
There we go. There's the right one.
By the way, you get food, and there's a two-song limit. No touching. I don't know what's going on with that. There are professional cuddlers. They're making a fortune right now. But it's a virtual snuggle. So you call. Because you know those snugglers, you actually can rent somebody to hug you for an hour. Well, I guess that's still blowing up in a way, but they're doing it as far as virtual snuggle sessions on the internet, which is crazy. And finally, think about this as you go off to the bottom of the hour. A girl in Georgia was taking her online exam. She was trying to be a doctor. She was eating a meatball sub. The meatball fell out, landed on her keyboard. It logged her out early. She got a 39 and failed. I'll be back. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation next. Stick around.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. military is ready to help rapidly deploy a coronavirus vaccine once the vaccine is approved.
Well, when we have the vaccine, we have the military all lined up, and the military is going to be doing it in a very powerful manner.
The president also telling reporters he's optimistic about rapid deployment of more rapid testing kits across the United States. Vice President Mike Pence telling a Pennsylvania crowd on Thursday, this is a tough time for our country as we continue to fight the coronavirus.
The truth is our nation is going through a time of testing. Let me say from my heart that our prayers and our sympathies are with all of the more than 150,000 families that have lost loved ones in the midst of this pandemic.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-29.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maryland roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. Boomer Naturals, the sponsor of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks. I do, too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes, and I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I could put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes, or I'd run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds, and I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it, or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. Sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers. Silver technology. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. I'm a witness. And even made for those with sensitive skin, it works. And you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allyn Root and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. You can always email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's leelciradio@gmail.com. We are always lucky to get a chance to sit down with our friends from the Heritage Foundation. One of our favorites down there in Washington as we speak. Our lookout for all things that are going on corrupt, our good pal Tommy Binion. Tommy, how are you, buddy?
I am fantastic, Lee. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing good. So we've been having a debate here, sort of a pseudo on-air debate. I've been saying for the better part of a couple months that Biden has to eventually debate Donald Trump. It's a must. And now over the last couple of days, and I see how old Biden looks, I'm actually now beginning to think maybe the conspiracy theorists are going to win this thing out, and he's not going to debate Trump. He'll come up with some, you know, some lame excuse, COVID, whatever. What do you think of that?
So there's two schools of thought. My first instinct is to say there is no chance he will debate Donald Trump because it's all downside for him. He has a complicit and adoring media who is not going to hold him accountable for refusing to debate, but rather they're going to let him get away with it. They're going to say that nobody would debate Donald Trump because he doesn't play fair or something like that. He will get trounced if he does debate Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think anybody would bet on Joe Biden to win a debate. And so, of course, it's all downside for him. Now, I say that, and now you're Joe Biden and you think, well, my expectations are so low. You know, what's important in debate? Well, the expectations game is important in debate. So expectations are now so low for him. Maybe he does debate because he thinks he can exceed expectations. I don't know. It's honestly, if he does debate, it'll be impressive because he'll be betting on himself. And we'll see if he's willing to do that or not.
All right, but the $64,000 question with that is, what do the American people think if he doesn't debate? Are they upset by that? Do you think that he would lose voters because of that?
Yeah, see, I don't think so. I think that, the campaign he plans to run is not one about himself. It's not one about his agenda. It's a campaign. He plans to do an entirely negative campaign about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think the media is going to let him get away with that. And that is what voters on the left, they want. I don't think that there is going to be Democrats or independents that are upset by that. I think that's unfortunate, but I think it's true.
I think you're right, and that's sort of where I am. I think that the media will protect him and insulate him. He'd probably come away worse if he debated Trump than if he doesn't. And now I'm convincing myself that he probably won't debate Trump, and that'll be terrible.
It will be terrible. We will lose a major feature of our democracy. We will lose an opportunity to look under the hood of candidates for president of the United States. It's a time-honored tradition, and it's so important for our democracy, and it'll be sad. It'll be sad when we don't
get it. I mean, think about what the president will be sad if this happens. I mean, you could run a rock or this cup of coffee next to me if the other guy is hated. Like, Trump is hated, so the people that are going to vote for Biden are going to vote no matter what. So I could actually run this cup of coffee because of the hatred to Donald Trump because he doesn't have to debate. It's just ridiculous that we're even talking about this, that it actually may happen.
Yeah, you know, we're at a point 4 months before the election where he's not appearing in public, and when he does appear in public, he's not taking questions. His political advisors are on film saying, lock him in the basement. You know, they are running a cup of coffee, and we will see if they can get away with that. You know, this will be a precedent. I don't think they've gotten away with it yet. We're going to find out collectively whether or not you can do such a thing.
Okay. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online through the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. So before, and real quick, this is sort of a throwaway question, just to get your opinion on this. Before we went live, I got a couple phone calls about a question that I had asked on the air. Maybe you have an answer. But have you heard any rumors about how kids in high school, 16, 17 years old, are getting these $600 stimulus checks because they've had a job somewhere along the line and lost it? Have you heard about any of that?
No, I haven't heard about that. It makes sense that would happen, because if they got a job at 16 years old and they filed taxes, you could see how that would go. And you know as well as I do that the way these checks went out, it was haphazard.
Yep.
And they attempted to make it automatic. You know, a lot of people, the money just showed up in their bank account. So it's the federal government. It would be no surprise if they made mistakes like that.
All right. Let me throw a couple other things at you real quick. I wanted to ask you, we've talked a little bit about this last week, with that couple in St. Louis now arrested, guns taken.
That's outrageous. That is an abuse of political power by the prosecutor in St. Louis. It's outrageous. We're talking about an angry mob that broke down the man's fence. He indicated, showed them that he had a weapon and was prepared to defend himself. That cannot be a crime. It shouldn't be. We should not have people being prosecuted for it. And let's just think about, you know, this is something that's in the public eye across the nation. You know, we talked about precedent, but there's also, you know, there's the idea that, you know, our criminal justice system is breaking down. It is working for the mob, and it's not working for the regular person who's just trying to defend his house. That is going to change our attitudes. That's going to change our behavior. That's when society starts to break down. When you and I can't have trust that the criminal justice system, works, we got real problems. And so when we don't have the mob being prosecuted, but we do have the guy who tried to protect himself, everything is backwards and upside down. And then the result that you get is the crime spike that we're seeing.
Yep.
When the public consciousness understands that the criminal justice system has completely broken down, what do you get? You get a crime spike like we're seeing in all these major cities.
All right, speaking of public safety and criminals and all that, the happenings in Portland. Now, the Department of Homeland Security are rounding some of these folks up, taking them away in these unmarked vans. What's going on in Portland?
I think the first thing we've got to understand about what's going on with Portland is it's organized, and it is meant to provoke a response from the government. That's why they target federal buildings. It is organized and well-funded. It is not an organic, peaceful protest. It is a well-executed attempt to instill anarchy on the streets of Portland. And what you have is a federal government responding in the only way that they possibly can. And you've got a media that's misreading that, that's misinterpreting that, that's saying, I saw somewhere they called it, you know, they called Homeland Security the president's personal militia. We can't have that. What we have are federal officers defending federal property from a mob that is set to destroy it. We've got to see these things through clear eyes and understand what it is that's happening. First, you've got to understand that these are not your average protesters. These are paid demonstrators that are trying to provoke a reaction. And second, you've got to understand the federal government has no choice but to defend federal property.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. One more from me, Tommy. China now threatening to retaliate after the United States boots them from the consulate down in Houston. What do you make of this?
You know, I think that in these international relationships, a tit for tat is what you expect. It is a it's leverage. It's flexing. It's a stare down. What I've always thought was important about China for President Trump is to reset the relationship to demonstrate that we have the economic and military power, and that the relationship between the United States and China has to reflect that. And so when the United States makes a move, I think that China will make a move in return. But it depends on what the effect of that, what the cost of that is. And I continue to believe, I think it's quite obvious, the United States has much, much more leverage in that relationship. And so an escalating tit for tat does not serve any country's interest. But I think it's more obvious that the United States has more leverage.
All right, our go-to guy down in Washington, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, Tommy Binion. Thank you, Tommy. I will talk to you next time. All right, we have got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Something that we've never been through before. And one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess what has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror, and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is here. He'll be up after the top of the hour to take over. One of my favorite guests to talk to on the radio. I've brought him to you a couple of different times. He is a former congressman, former member of the CIA, a current colonel in the United States Army, as a matter of fact, Rob Simmons. And Rob, let's just spend a couple minutes to pick your brain a little bit about what's going on in Chicago and how these protesters, quote unquote, peaceful protesters operate.
What happened was very interesting. You watch the video, and this is all security cameras around the park. The people come down the street, and everybody's dressed in civilian clothes, and they're coming down, they're turning and going into the park. And then a group of civilians, people in civilian clothes, goes over to an area behind certain pre-positioned Black Lives Matter signs that are being held up by plastic pipes. And they go behind those signs, and then, lo and behold, you saw part of it. They suddenly put up their umbrellas. Well, was it raining in the video, Lee?
No.
It wasn't raining. So suddenly everybody in this group in a certain section of the park, under their trees, they have their umbrella up.
Right.
Why did they put up their umbrella?
I don't know why.
to change their clothes.
Oh.
They took off their backpacks, took their civilian clothes off, and then put black face coverings. And so this was not spontaneous, was it?
Planned.
No, this was planned.
Sure.
And then they stood behind the Black Lives Matter signs and began moving forward with the umbrellas up. And then somebody came in behind them and was distributing water bottles.
Mm.
Yeah. Dozens and dozens of water bottles, which they then picked up. Because, you know, it was a hot day. They needed water, right?
No, I don't think that was it.
Well, they probably would have trouble drinking the water. You know why?
Because it was frozen.
It was frozen.
That's right.
It was frozen. So you get caught with a water bottle. Oh, it's just water. But it's frozen.
Right.
So then they move in behind the signs with a PVC pipe.
Mm.
And then lo and behold, what the cops discovered afterwards was the PVC pipe used to hold the Black Lives Matter banners had been sharpened. You know the pipe used,
sure,
is flat over the top where you cut it?
Yeah.
They've been sharpened. Why'd they sharpen the pipe so it would fit in the ground?
No, because
it was the top of the pipe.
Yeah.
So what did they do? They used it to spear the police.
Nice.
Was that just accidental? It just happened that way? No, it's all planned. So they used the pipes as weapons to jab the officers. And then what did they do? Then they started throwing the frozen water bottles at the police around the statue. How does it feel when you get hit with a frozen water bottle
not
in the
good.
Head?
Not good at all.
And the police, as it turned out, many of them were not wearing their riot gear because they were told it was a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
So they were sent out to look peaceful, you know, to just be, we'll be around the statue so you can't spray paint it, but we're not going to put on our riot gear because we don't want to inflame the crowd. Well, guess what? The crowd was inconsequential. The quote-unquote peaceful protest was simply a mechanism that the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter Antifa Marxists use to cover their violent behavior. And sooner or later, Americans are going to have to wake up. You know, these protests are like the Trojan horse. You look at the Trojan horse that the Greeks created after it appeared they were leaving the battle against Troy. It's a nice big horse. It's a big horse. But inside the horse are enemy soldiers.
Right.
So, you know, if I was a Trojan, I would have said, nice horse, set it on fire. But what'd they do, Lee?
They brought it in.
They brought it in.
That's right.
They brought it into Troy
after
a year-long battle where the Trojans were able to defend themselves. They brought it in, and everyone celebrated the Greeks were leaving, and they all had plenty to drink, and they went to bed, and what happened?
They came out of the horse.
They came out of the horse,
opened
the gates, and killed everybody.
Yep.
Everybody died. So sooner or later, and hopefully sooner rather than later, Americans are going to have to realize that this Black Lives Matter organization is a Trojan horse. It, on the surface, it looks really great. It looks really, oh, this is, you know, we're all for defending citizens against undue arrest and violence and so on and so forth. But it's a Trojan horse. Inside it is an evil group of people who wish to overthrow the country that we live in and that we love. And that's their goal.
The great Colonel Rob Simmons. I wish we could talk more, but I am completely out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.